from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. Men's T Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. 5 DFW locations with North Frisco, Eldorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T or visit mensteclinic.com.
Oh, yeah, it's hour number one of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. We're live at the Globe. If you hear a glove popping in the background, that's because JDG, big number 48, is throwing some long toss out here. He's giving that mitt on the other side absolute H-E double hockey sticks. General at your service. Salute to you. There's Brian Broaddus, former Cowboy Scout, NFL executive, number one influencer on Cowboys social media. You can follow him on X. You can follow us all on X at G-Bag Nation. Our handles are in the bio. Lucius Alexander is in the Pimp Cup there at 75 and Fitzhugh. Master Control. He'll have 4.5 hours here of flawless radio producing, engineering, and hosting. LA Live's coming up at 5:40. Of course, you have Eric Chiafalo in the house. Zach Wolchuk continues his dad vacation. Send him some love on social. Let him know he's missed. And is it Alec Medford coordinating your video? 105.3thefan.com.
I think Alec has been really nice about kind of throwing it out there for us, but I think Lucius is probably running the ship now.
Well, if you call running the ship, hey, Alec, can you
Yeah.
Well, Carter Freeman had a college football game to go to this week, so he's got like 4 days off, right? He's got to travel there.
Yeah, sure.
He did the old college football double hitter. Because he did last night's Central Florida game,
Lucky cows. Then
he's turning around on Saturday and he's doing Miami and Florida.
Wow.
So he's hitting a double college football weekend to start things off.
Living it up.
That's pretty incredible, man.
Yeah. Carter Freeman loves his college football, and he loves getting out there and seeing the different stadiums, the different games. Okay, guys, so obviously we have a great football Friday. We have a What You Drinking and What You Thinking Friday. We're here at the Globe where people are getting excited about DeGrom and Rocker. I just feel like we have a once-in-a-decade story now with the possibility of Dak Prescott leaving, and it's staying with me. You know, now that people are asking me, hey, you know, how's the show going? What's coming up? It's like, well, you know, this is an absolute mega story here, you know? And I wonder if Jerry is doing that intentionally to keep the story alive all season long and allow the Cowboys to be relevant, or, you know, if Dak's going. But either way, it's a real juicy conversation after, you know, what's been said over the last 48 hours. We have a lot of branches on that topic tree to discuss with you right now at 877-881-1053. What do you want to have happen? Leave your name and city you're texting from. I just kind of want to gauge it with you guys out here on the text. It feels like more than half of people will be like, yes, it might actually be over.
Yeah.
Check in and tell us why. Brian,
yeah, after our show yesterday and our spirited discussions that we'd like to have about Dak, I had a guy reach out to me in the organization that was listening to our show. And the first question he asked me, he goes, I don't get to listen every day. But how is it when it comes to the fans, when it comes to Dak?
Mm-hmm.
And I explained to him, it's very simple to say 50-50, but there is a pocket of Cowboy fans that would be just fine if Dak Prescott were to leave. And there's a pocket of Cowboy fans that are like, if you want to go through the no quarterback wilderness thing again, that we went through in the early 2000s, by all means, you know, that's what you're about to get. So I was trying to explain to him how it really. It's amazing to me that how many people are on that, and you kind of feel like with a quarterback, you're going to say, well, oh, let's be careful here. But there is a lot of folks out there that are like, if you give him $60 million a year or $65 million a year, it'll be one of the biggest mistakes that you've made in this organization's history. And then there's the other side, like I said, that are just like, yeah, go try and find another quarterback because it ain't going to work out for you as well. You got lucky finding him, and you got lucky finding Tony Romo. Matter of fact, I was part of the Tony Romo one. We were going to cut Romo and keep Quincy Carter if Quincy Carter doesn't fail the drug test. Huh. Tony Romo was going to be out the door. So that just shows you how fragile this quarterback room could be. But we're in an era now, and I said it yesterday, where people are more willing to move on from their quarterbacks.
Yeah.
And Dallas might be one of those teams.
816, pay the man, signing. 682, I'd gladly take my chances in purgatory because there's at least a chance that you could find something better. 469, it's not that I don't like Dak. I just want someone new with better chances and a better contract. 972, I was ready to see Dak go, but I'm slowly realizing just how rare good quarterbacks are in the league. Trey Lance made me appreciate Dak more. The 214 wants the best for Dak because he's been a fan since Mississippi State. I want to see him excel somewhere else, and the fans see how bad it could be without him. 682, we saw the best of Romo, and I believe we've seen the best of Dak, and it's just not good enough. And I feel like their cap is in such a tough place with all the, you know, cap implications of Zeke's deal and Zach Martin and Tyron Smith, and you throw Dak on there, and they're pushing money back on Gallup. There's just like so much of that out there that, you know, and then they butchered the 2023 draft, you know. So I'm just thinking, like, right now, the championship window is effectively closed. So you could look at as good as it could get last year when you added Gilmore and Cooks, and it still wasn't enough. You had Tyron Smith, still wasn't enough. You know, what would make you think now that, you know, you have a pretty tough salary cap situation and the guys are getting older, that this is doable? So if you decide to basically blow it up starting with Dak, I would be surprised. But I think I would be excited about that because I think the Cowboys have proven their way of team building plus Dak's just not going to work out. Mike Tannenbaum saying he believes it's more likely Shedeur Sanders is the quarterback for the Cowboys than Dak Prescott next year. You willing to go that far, Chief?
I can't go that far, man. I do love what Mike Tannenbaum's doing. He woke up this morning, he was like, I got it, boys. Don't worry. Just pass me the damn ball and watch me work this morning.
Yeah.
It was brilliant by him, and I believe Jordan Lewis has already commented on this because it's kind of...
He's calling them MFers.
Yeah, it's going a little bit viral on Twitter, so Jordan Lewis has quote tweeted it and said, I can't emphasize enough how much I can't stand you MFs.
Yeah.
It's certainly on the table, and yeah, it's a fun thing to talk about because on the list of options, it is somewhere on there. How likely is it? I think it's pretty likely that Dak leaves. Okay. But turning around and being able to draft Shedeur, I mean, especially if the Cowboys are going to be a 9-11 win team this year, you're going to have to package up to move up to get a guy like that. Sanders is very likely to be a top 10 pick, especially at a down year in quarterback. So, heck, he could be the number one overall pick. Yeah. So you'd have to there would have to be a lot that goes on to land him. But it's certainly out there as a possibility.
Yeah, you better get on the phone with Elliot Wolf right now in New England, and or the Giants, you know, who also needs a quarterback as well. Those probably are the two teams you're looking at right now that could be the ones that will hold the top two picks. If you had to say what teams you really don't feel like are going to be very good this year, I would say New England and the Giants would probably be the top two on my list, and they'll probably end up with with that pick. So it'll be a matter of, you know, they always talk about trading the first overall pick. You know, people have done it before.
Yeah, well, especially a team like the Patriots, who have a quarterback in Drake
May.
That they're not probably just going to punt on after 1 year, sure, unless he shows he's for sure not the guy, like
that
Josh,
opens
Josh
it up
Rosen
for everybody.
Style.
That opens it up for everybody. If New England with their quarterback situation, if it turns into that pick right now, I could predict is going to be for sale for the highest bidder. And so, yeah, if you're willing to jump in there and you feel good about your situation with the rest of your team and you can, you know, you can give up on some of your picks that you're, you know, that's always a possibility.
Okay, let me ask you this. What would you rather do in that scenario? Would you rather mortgage a bunch of future picks and assets to go get a guy at number one overall in this upcoming offseason? So you go immediately from Dak to a number one overall pick in this scenario, or a top 10 pick that you've now traded up for. So you've just punted on multiple 3-4 first round picks in the future, yeah, but you go get your guy today. Or are you willing to eat a season of a Trey Lance or a guy that doesn't really get you much in the way of victories, but now you don't have to trade up because you've sucked so bad, you're picking in the top five or whatever, and you can just draft your quarterback. But you had to eat that season of below-average quarterback play to get there.
Yeah, I think trading up is crazy. You know, you trade up, and it's not the guy, and now you end up with a top-five pick that another team holds, and maybe it's a second as well. I like the idea of finding another really quality player, whether that's a Zach Martin replacement or a Tank Lawrence replacement or a wide receiver, too, that can be a stud, mm-hmm, you know, and then take the quarterback in 2026 after a year with Trey Lance or Cooper Rush. That'd be my approach to it. I think you're looking at a two-year rebuild realistically to get this cap in order and to put the things in place. And I don't want to start as well my quarterback clock until I got the cap cleared out and we're ready to be competitive with a good offensive line, a running back that we've taken in the third or fourth round. Everything's set. Now, boom, we draft the quarterback with a beautiful, pristine-looking salary cap situation, a young roster with no anchors to it, and now we got 4, maybe 5 years if you structure the contract right to really go for it properly.
That's so important, too, because the Cowboys used the Romo contract for why they couldn't really go all in around Dak early on when he was being paid pennies. Yeah. Well, we're still on the hook for how much on Romo.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you're going to be on the hook next season for like 40-something million or whatever,
yeah,
for Dak, even though he won't
That's
be there
the numbers say, yeah,
in this scenario. So it's like, yeah, I'm with you. Having that clean salary cap, so then there is no excuses not to pour all the money around your rookie or, you know, rookie contract quarterback. I think that's huge.
Likely have a new head coach then too, if that's the case.
Yeah.
If you're looking at Dak being gone, and you know, I don't know, maybe it's one of those things that, is there a scenario where you think that Dak comes back if they have success?
Yeah, I do.
They somehow find a way it's going to be well beyond what the numbers we're looking at right now.
Yeah.
I my heart of heart tells me what we're seeing right now is Jerry is ticked that Dak and his agent negotiate so hard. They don't play nice like Romo and his agent did. Mm-hmm. And so he's playing back at him. And Dak's like, well, you want to be tough with me? I'm going to be tough with you.
Sure.
I genuinely believe they want to make the playoffs and Dak wants to be here. But, you know, what happens if New Orleans calling? You know, that you have a chance to go home. I think things are up in the air, and I do think Jerry wants to see Dak win. But I also think Jerry is just so set as a billionaire that's kind of detached from the highs and lows of like a pro sports fan. He even said at the introductory press conference, he doesn't like share the mindset of the fan. He might also be look at it like, look, you know, they don't want to do a deal, so they're going to go to free agency. Maybe they find big money in free agency, and we'll have to go get a new quarterback, and that is fine. Because I'm a billionaire owner of the Dallas Cowboys. Maybe the next guy is better. And we're in salary cap purgatory. So that could work out. You know, there's benefits to both sides of it. And I think this is, you know, just a small symptom of, you know, the bigger overall problem with Jerry Jones is that he's not driven to win a championship at all costs. Life is good. He's going to enjoy life. If this doesn't work out, that's fine. We'll get another quarterback. And it's too much of a laissez-faire approach. Kick the can down the road. Accept the status quo again and again. I think as a result of it, Dak could absolutely leave. But I also think that, you know, Jerry loves the stability that Dak gives him. Okay, it's great to be at the ballpark. You know, and right now the exciting thing, Kumar Rocker and Jacob deGrom and then, you know, Nathan Eovaldi, who was amazing yesterday. But one of the big stories developing, and I look forward to talking with Sans about this coming up at 6:15, guy carried you to the World Series, won all six of his starts. The Rangers are a .500 team over the last 2 years. except when Nathan Eovaldi's on the hill. Then they're 29-20 in the regular season. One game over 500, Eovaldi on the hill, nine games over 500. But reading this story from Evan Grant, it comes back to that competitive balance tax. And they don't want to be like repeat payers of it. Teams do. Teams, you know, are fine with it, but not Ray Davis.
No.
So they got to skimp somewhere, which makes me feel maybe they skimp on Eovaldi, and maybe Eovaldi looks at that and says, well, you're skimping elsewhere on the roster. I only have so many years left. I want to go contend somewhere.
Yeah. I mean, that's what Jared has spelled out to us.
Sure.
Who's super plugged in there. Like, he knows Eovaldi is the type of guy that wants to win. Yeah. And that's not always the case for everybody. There's other factors that come into where do you want to be? Where's your family? Obviously, the money. Eovaldi's one of those guys that wants to win. And it just so happens that he's the type of guy that also, in those big type must win moments, is the best version of himself. So he wants to be in that type of environment. And if he doesn't feel like this is still that type of environment, I think he will easily look elsewhere, even if he had to leave a touch of money on the table or whatever, to make sure he's in a place where he can win.
When Chris Young said, what you do after that first championship defines the legacy of, are you going to have a dynasty, or are you just going to be a team that popped up on a blip in the radar in history and won a championship? And, you know, I will always appreciate the commitment that Ray made financially to get Seager and Simi and DeGrom and Bochy and Eovaldi the first time around. But if he lets Eovaldi go, it's over.
Think that's the truth serum type of move right there.
Yeah.
If they're not bringing back Eovaldi, then that means that he is not getting the vibe. Nathan Evaldi's not even getting the vibe that these guys want to do any winning. So I think that's going to be a huge move in the offseason to look at to see, okay, what direction is this thing going right now?
Do you guys feel like that this team is closer to being not good or getting back to being what it was last year? And maybe not a World Series team, but a team that's, say, 25 games above 500 and in the playoffs. Where do you think this current team is? Is it going to be a team that the next couple of years it's going to be a down team, or is it going to be a team that this past year was about poor hitting, it was about injuries, it was about those things? How do you feel?
I'm going to say 500 because that's really what they've been outside of the World Series run. You know, and it's crazy. Rocker could save you. The combination of Bang Bang and Evan Carter next year could save you. But now you have the Carter injury to be concerned with. I think it's still, been an average team over the last two seasons that went on the greatest World Series run that, maybe baseball has seen compared to who they are. Definitely the greatest postseason run in DFW sports history compared to expectations.
See, that's what I'm saying, though. Maybe if you do
we don't have a bullpen next year.
If you let Nathan go, then it's about, I'm kind of putting my eggs in my basket, I guess, with DeGrom. But, how's his health going to be? And then Rocker. So I'm going to try and maybe Jack Leiter. Maybe there's some other pieces there that allows you to let Nathan Eovaldi go. But I think there's probably a few teams, if he wants to be that guy. Now, he's already been in Boston, right? He's been at teams like – what are the teams that he could go to? He could go to the Dodgers, go to the Braves, go to the Orioles.
I was going to say the Orioles would make plenty of sense.
See, that's what I'm saying, though. If there are more teams that he could just go to, then, you're not going to win there. I mean,
he wants to be here. He's cheap. He's going to be like $20, $22 million per year. If we can't do that for a World Series hero, Ray, sell the team. That's what you should do.
But if it's his choice and he wants to leave – I'm sure there's somebody out there that would like to have him. I just wonder where you guys thought this team was. Is this a one-off of being bad? It sounds like you guys think it's not a one-off, that they got lucky to win a World Series.
Went on a great run. They were built to win it with clutch gene players and a great manager. And they did not get their butts handed to them for being so poor against lefties because the Astros didn't have any lefty relievers. You know how many times Aroldis Chapman was in trouble?
I trust me. I watched that whole season where every time he went to the hill, I'm like, this season is going to be strike three, or it's going to the backstop, or it might end up out here in section 133.
An incredible run by the baseball team, but you're not going to be able to stay there unless you're willing to go over the competitive tax threshold. And the last time we heard Ray talk about it, he was pretty averse to it. So it's going to come down to, like, developing younger guys to come up and fill these holes. We're live at the Globe, where it's Corey Seager Silver Slugger Bobblehead Night. First 15,000 fans are going to get these. It's a big Margaritaville night as well. So that'll be a party. G-Bag of the Day coming up at 2:30 here on the...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Fan. Yeah, buddy, welcome back. It is the G-Back Nation on 105.3 The Fan, and we're live at the Globe. Come on by all weekend long. They're going to be taking on the A's. Corey Seager, Silver Slugger Bobblehead Night tonight, and season tickets are now on sale, rangers.com/season tickets. If you want to jump in on those. Segment here is brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you're hurt in an accident due to somebody's negligence, call the Frankels for a free consultation, 214 or 817-333-3333. You can jump online at frankelfirm.com. It's also brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today at carsforkids.org. Man, what a tragedy in the NHL. Columbus Blue Jacket star Johnny Gaudreau and his brother Matthew dying after they were struck by a car in a cycling accident, according to a press release from the New Jersey State Police. According to police reports, a driver of an SUV hit the two brothers while attempting to pass another vehicle on the right that had moved over in order to make room for the Gaudreaus.
Jeez.
The driver suspected of being under the influence of alcohol at the time of the accident and has been charged with two counts of death by auto. 8:19 at night, you know, they were in town to be groomsmen in their sister's wedding.
I know, dude.
Just
when I saw
gutting.
That, I heard that this morning with Sean and RJ, and it's as sad a story as you could hear. Just the unexpected, catastrophic loss of life it's indescribable pain there.
Yeah,
I mean, this is the wedding weekend for the sister.
Yeah,
I mean.
I know.
You're just beside yourself, dude.
Yeah, it's unfortunate, really, with these accidents with bicyclers. And Greg Knapp, who was a coach.
I think it's cyclists.
Cyclists, what I say.
Just for the record.
Wow.
Bicycler?
Bicyclers.
Bicyclers. Cyclist.
I knew what you were putting down there, Brian.
Yeah, I mean, but Greg Knapp, who was a coach, longtime NFL coach, out biking, he gets killed. You know, and this is in the off season and stuff like that. I mean,
Sean Bradley.
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing how you just, again, people maybe not paying attention all the time. You know, the road with these folks, and maybe it makes you, it's kind of like get to where you need to be. You get over there, but hey, like I say, it's the whole thing. They have rights too. You know?
I do like a good bike ride, but I prefer it on paths. I don't often share bike space with vehicles, and if there's any possibility I can get like on a sidewalk or even side streets, I'm there, I obviously worked in Portland, and that's like a biking city capital, right? Yeah. Like so many people biking, and it's a controversial topic there at times because there's so many bikes on the road and so many bike lanes that it irritates drivers to no end to have to, constantly be looking for them because they know that the danger is there. I couldn't imagine having stories out there like this and continuing to do that. You must really love it.
I'll tell you the one that gets me, and it reminded me when I was in California, when you're on the 405 or the 5 or the 101, and you're in traffic and those motorcycles come between the cars.
Yeah, those guys are.
And you're thinking about, like, you know, you're just thinking about naturally just moving over. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm going to move over to get, and those bikes come right between those cars. I mean, there's not but a foot, maybe 2 foot on each side. Mm-hmm. And here you are thinking about moving over, and then all of a sudden this bike comes blowing by you right there, and you're like going,
yeah,
okay, I'm glad I didn't move over. I mean, you talk about having your head on a swivel, you know, with a sharing roadway with, you know, bicycles or motorcycles. You know, it's kind of crazy.
Well, condolences to the Gaudreau family. That's just devastating, and one that is going to be very difficult to recover from. But we're having a sports party here with you tonight. Jared Sandler is in the Comerica backyard. He's about to swing by and drop all kinds of Rangers knowledge on us. Awesome stuff tonight. The Strikeout Kings, a DFW-based quartet, is doing the national anthem. Shrimp Doc is here for the Arlington Eat section. And Margaritaville Night, sold-out event, as the Rangers are celebrating the island life that is Margaritaville.
Mm.
I could see you at a Margaritaville concert, Chief.
It's a top-five-ville. If you stack up all the vills in the world, Margaritaville makes an appearance in the top five every time.
Indeed, indeed. It's time now to go back into that Pimp Cup where Lucius has your G-bag of the day. Sir.
I appreciate you putting a little space in between that bad news and me.
I knew that was coming, didn't you?
Yeah. I knew it was coming. I looked up at the clock. I was like, oh, son of a bitch.
He's done it again.
He's done it. All right, let's see. What is this? Still day two for King James being our G-bag of the day. King James, LeBron James. He says his son Bronny can't call him dad while at work. This happened on the shop live, like a little live clip of it. It's King James.
What's your working relationship? Is he going to call you dad at practice in the locker room?
We already laid that down. Cannot call me dad in the workplace. All right. Once we leave out of the private facility and the gates close, I could be dad again. Okay. In the car if we ride together. Okay. At home, I could be dad. No, he got to call me like 2-3 or Bron.
Okay.
Or, you know, goat if he wants to. That's up to him. I mean, it's up to him. But it's easy for me. It's easy for me because I've been calling him Bronny for so long. Yeah. It's not like I've been calling, hey son. Yeah. It's easy for me. It's gonna be the adjustment for him. But we cannot be running down the court and he'd be like, dad, push the ball up, dad, I'm open, dad, come on.
Used to drive Abby crazy because her nickname when she was little was Toot, and I'd call her Toot during a game or something like that, and she'd fire me this look. 7 or 8 years old, cut through steel.
Don't call me out here like that, Pops.
Yeah, my bad.
Dude, there was back in like elementary school, they could come on the overhead from the office and like talk into your room and be like, hey, someone's mom's here to pick them up or whatever.
Yes.
And one mom thought it was cute to use her daughter's nickname in that scenario. So the office lady comes over the loudspeaker in our room and's like, you know, Pookie, your mom's here or whatever.
Oh,
we're in fourth grade and this girl just starts bawling. She just starts crying. I'm like, oh gosh, I feel so bad.
Hey man, Bronny got it good if you know playing with your pops, because now all your lunches and dinners and everything is going to be paid for because dad's got that, right?
Oh yeah,
I don't care if I'm getting a paycheck, dad's here. Like, hey, you got that sandwich for me, pops, right?
Hey, you mean goat's got that?
Yeah, goat. 2-3, you got me.
You got me.
2-3, you got me. You got me right here. 2-3. Yeah. But now he's got to take a shower with his pops. You ever think about that?
Oh yeah, all the time.
I thought about that last night. I was like, man, so now Brian's gotta like hit the showers with pops. That's crazy.
That is wild.
That's wild. You got that soap? You got that soap, pops? 2-3, 2-3. You got that soap on you? It's wild. Let's see. Mark Jones called the game last night for North Dakota State and Colorado. Mark Jones was in his bag. Had a Boss Man D-Lo reference. He was doing all types of stuff, and he dropped a hell of a vocabulary word on us.
Miller on the keep. Great handiwork and prestidigitation with those fakes and sleight of hand. Second and short coming up on the 8-yard gain.
What was greater, the number of yards Cam Miller got on that scramble or the number of syllables in that word?
Precedigitation. Precedigitation.
That was crazy.
I'll let you hear one more time.
Great handiwork and prestidigitation with those fakes.
Prestidigitation.
Prestidigitation.
Yeah. Sleight of hand.
So it is.
Yeah, that's what magicians use.
Oh. Prestidigitation.
That's right.
Sounds like one of them words, like when somebody's fresh out of jail, they drop that one on you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Been reading a lot of books. I begin my prestidigitation on.
Prison library, yeah.
Let's see. How about this mom trying to teach her daughter how to count? Daughter can't get that word. Yeah, five. She can't say five, right?
5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
No, seven, 8, 9, 10.
5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Fox, 8, 9, 10.
5.
No, fox, 7, 8, 9, 10.
5.
No, fox, 7, 8, 9, 10.
1.
No, fox, 7, 8, 10.
5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
No, fox, 7, 8, 9, 10.
5.
No, fox, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Yeah, I don't know what 7, 8, 9, 10, but hey, she's standing on it. She's standing on it.
Zero bleeps given.
Zero bleeps given. I don't know what 7, 8, 9, 10 did to her, but
no,
it's up for them.
F them all.
Yeah, F them all. It's up. Let's see. I got this one, but I don't want to play it. It's not the right environment. I found this. Now, I tried to look in the comments to see if it's like some type of skit. I don't see anybody saying it's a skit. This happened overseas. This guy just moved into a parking spot. Moved into a new area. And he's parking in this new parking spot. And apparently, this is Kyle Smith's girlfriend's parking spot. Uh-oh. And you're not supposed to park here. Now, the video looked real as hell, but I still can't tell if it's a skit. My man was laughing. I don't know.
You're right there, love. What? How can we take pictures of me?
You're not supposed to be parked here. This is my parking space.
No, you can park anywhere you want, love. I live here.
No, there's lots of other spaces for you to park in.
And for you to park?
No, I've been parking in this space for the past 10 years.
Ooh.
I live here.
So do I.
Well, this is still my space.
Okay.
So you can use one of those.
Yeah, but so can you.
Excuse me. Do you know who my boyfriend is? Do you have any idea who my boyfriend is?
Who is your boyfriend?
He's Kyle Smith. Why are you laughing?
That's so
disrespectful. You obviously don't know him.
Kyle, who's Kyle?
He is the Kyle Smith. And if you don't move from my parking space,
what? Is that Kyle over there?
If you don't move from here, okay, he is going to come down here and make you move.
Oh no!
Wow. Kyle Smith sounds like trouble.
Big Kyle Smith.
Big Kyle Smith. Big what has he done?
Sounds like the first scene of like a mafia movie. Yeah. Kyle Smith shows up and starts whacking it.
All right, man, that's it, bro.
Okay, is it our champion LeBron James on being daddy? Is it Mark Jones on the call for the Colorado game with the prestidigitation reference? Mom teaching daughter to count. Guy parked in Kyle Smith's
prestidigitation
parking spot. Yeah. just like those birria tacos that we love so much.
Birria.
Saw that Hurtado barbecue hat that you got on there, Brian.
I'm like doing my best to try and get us some food today, boys.
I'm voting for 2-3.
Give me the park off.
Bring your 3 best parkers.
Yeah.
Brought us to be hollering at some of those trucker girls in his algorithm.
Telling you what, man, they get it done.
King James, yes, LeBron James. King taking James, a shower with please. His son.
Yeah. By a score of 3-1, and still your G-Bag of the Day champion. It's LeBron. If you ever missed the G-Bag of the Day at 2:30, Lucius replays the champ for you every night in L.A. Live at about 5:40. Alrighty. Where are we going next, Chief?
It's a Friday. Let's go biggest L, biggest dub. 877-881-1053. Where have you taken some L's this week? More importantly, where have you gotten those personal victories live from the ballpark next year in the nation?
5-3, the fan. If you're rolling out to the ballpark tonight, swing on by. We're here in the Comerica backyard. It's a Corey Seager bobblehead night, so you might want to get here a little early. First 15,000 fans. This thing sold out. Okay, it's time now to take a look at other big L's and big dubs of the week. Here's the Chief.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. 877-881-1053. Where have you taken some L's this week? More importantly, where have you gotten those personal victories? Here's British Ian. 1 week ago today, we received the news about our good buddy Kenny and Quinlan passing away. It was very, very unfortunate. The news was extremely saddening to us all and surprising and everything in between there. I will say, Big Dub, the outpouring of love for Kenny and for his family this week on social media and all over the place from the Tolos has been wonderful. And even from my perspective, just seeing that outpouring of love there, I know goes a long way with him and his family. And so that has definitely warmed my heart. And I know that on September the 4th next week, Singing Hills Funeral Home, 11 a.m., that is where we will be celebrating the life of Kenny and Quinlan. So I'm looking forward to being there, and I know there will be a bunch of Tolos there as well, but just wanted to mention that our guy Kenny and Quinlan passing away last week. We found out last Friday, absolute just a gut punch to all of us, but we will be having the funeral service September 4th, and that'll be at 11 a.m. Singing Hills Funeral Home in Dallas. So just wanted to throw that out there, but man, we got a lot of good texts right now. We have the 903, wife and I just bought our first new car, big wheels. I've never done the brand new wheels. Obviously done the used car situation.
Yeah.
And that's kind of been my wheelhouse. But the brand new wheels, I can't even imagine how awesome. You know, a completely unblemished vehicle sitting in there. You know you're breaking it in.
It's amazing, feeling. You know. And I would, you know, encourage anybody to try that out as often as possible.
Now, we also have, let's see, there is somebody texting in right now. I'm not going to give the area code because they said they have to share an L/dub with us. It feels like this is probably going to be more of an L than anything, but he doesn't want it to be read on air unless we give a different area code. But he says, man, it's a really, really good one. I'm like, bro, hit me with it. So we got to, I need you to text in. I saw it. I responded. Please text in and let us know what this is because he's teasing us now with something that's pretty wild in his own life.
Yeah.
He's a little bit bashful about it, but also he understands the need for our entertainment.
Well, while we wait for that text, I can tell you in my personal life, Big Dub this week, we moved up to number 21 in the state of Texas rankings.
Wow.
We were like 45th at the start of summer, but it's been a great summer for my surf team, 2011 Girls. So, yeah, you know, I don't know how much higher we can go than this, but, dude, they're breathing fire now. They are balling. The L, three of my best players hurt this week. We had an appendix. We had plantar fasciitis.
Ooh.
And we have a sprained ankle.
Ooh.
Going into the first weekend of the league year.
The trifecta, man.
Yeah. Literally, what are you doing over there?
Limping into the season.
They become teenagers, and now they're strong enough to hurt themselves, you know?
Well, and the climb from 45 to 21, they left it out, out on the field, on the pitch this summer.
Yeah, they were willing to fight for it. It was great.
Well, congratulations on that, man. That's freaking fantastic. We got the 469 biggest L, poor fantasy draft. I guess he already knows it. Nothing like on draft day. Have you ever walked out of the war room on draft after draft weekend? Hayes in the barn there brought us, and you're like, I don't even like what I just did.
I've walked out of plenty of those rooms where I was like going, we have absolutely no chance in hell with what we just did.
214, biggest L today, my 17-month-old
son. Hey, did y'all walk out shaking each other's hands, though? Like, we shook each other's hands.
They would have the Jerry party where they'd all sit around and watch the tape and smoke cigars. I would just quietly pack up my stuff and go home. Yeah. I would. I just sit in my office and just start packing up all my notes, just trying to get it all together. Yeah, I never was part of those days where we'd sit in the cigar in the war room, and the next day you'd go in there, it'd smell like booze and cigars and all that, like you were in a bar.
Yeah,
and it just would remind me of like, you know, okay, here's the fool's goal. You know, we're all acting like this is gonna work, and
we did it.
Yeah, it's not.
Yeah,
we got Mozzie.
Yeah.
We got Mozzie.
That's not all. Schoonmaker. Woo-hoo!
Schoonie.
Happy another brewski.
Ting, ting, ting.
Let's put on that tape. Let's put on that tape and watch that guy.
And I'm like, I think I'm going to pack my gear up and go home.
Yeah. 214, biggest L. Today, my 17-month-old son got his first shiner. Can somebody please translate that for me?
That's a he
black
got punched?
Eye. Black eye.
Yeah.
Either that or he's got a beer.
He probably fell on the end table.
Yeah.
Biggest dub. It's been a little over a month, no cigarettes, and pushing 9 months clean sober off of opiates and benzos.
Wow.
Congratulations. 214, 9 months strong.
Good living right there.
Keep crushing it, my man. Let's see here. We have the 972, Biggest L. Realize my driver's license expires next week. Yeah, I'm
in that mode. I'm getting close.
I dropped the ball on the old inspection situation.
Yeah.
I just realized I looked up today. I'm like, oh, no, it's the 30th. It's going to expire. Now I can't go to Kroger and just handle business down the street. I'm going to have to go DMV style to get this thing hammered home to get that new sticker on there. Are you kidding me?
Unfortunate turn of events.
What, I mean, one of the worst things about being an adult.
Hey, good luck on that driver's license situation, too, if you can ever get an appointment to get it done.
Goodness, yes.
It is impossible right now. My driver's license says 2018, fam.
Supply chain, huh? Yeah.
Any chance you can go to like a small town? Can you hit the Wichita Falls or, I mean, Waxahachie?
Still need an appointment.
Can you go Waxahachie? You know, can you show up in one of these little towns?
What I learned is every morning each one of these releases a certain number of appointments that they have during the day. But other than that, if you don't get one of those, you got to schedule your appointment out like months in advance.
I did a mail-in situation last time, and it worked. And now they sent me the letter. It says I can't do the mail-in again.
Yeah, that's where
I've already used the one option that I had.
You had your one mulligan?
Yeah, I got my one mulligan. So I have to go stand in line or make an appointment.
My goodness, man. Well, this is Rachel. That's her with the expiring driver's license, but she did snag a cancellation spot this afternoon. She followed up with that.
There
you go. Big dub. Nice work, Rachel, in the 972. That's a heady play right there. We have 3-2-1 biggest dub. 3-day weekend. That's exciting. And I think is it gonna be like this temperature wise? Are we about to get out of this thing like feeling not completely scorched?
We might have some thunderstorms to contend with, but I'll take it.
Don't you read the emails we get every morning at 6 a.m.?
Burnoff?
Yeah. Burnoff sends us an email, tells us exactly what's going to happen for the next week. You don't read that, do you?
I've just been in this mode where it's like, he's going to tell me it's hot again.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, I'll wake me up when September ends, Broadus.
It's like the 80s. I know the Lakers or Celtics are going to be in the NBA Finals.
Yeah. Woohoo! He does it again.
He does a great job with that.
No,
man.
He does.
The disrespect you show that man's embarrassing.
He's got a wheelhouse, and he sticks to it, dominating.
Salute to you, Danny.
214, Big Dub. I'll be Vader at the Texas Rangers Star Wars night, September 7th.
That's nice.
Come out and see Twolo Vader. Oh, yeah, so that's going to be Twolo Vader. That's our guy, Twolo Vader, coming in full force. And he is going to be at Globe Life Field hanging out as Darth Vader.
What was our dude that wore the baseball uniform sang for us?
Yeah, Rowdy.
Rowdy Seymour.
I haven't seen him in a while. Saw him opening day, right?
Your presence is being requested, Rowdy.
Yeah. Haven't seen him in a while.
Come on, Rowdy.
I'm about to take an L because my battery's down to like 21% on my computer, and I forgot my charger.
Oh, jeez, dude.
Yeah. I think Ruby's going to try and save me with his computer, so I might be off the video part for a bit.
What if his jumper cables don't work like mine didn't last week?
I'm getting everybody jumper cables for Christmas. I'm just letting you know that right now.
Wow. Thanks for the surprise.
It was thermal pins, but now it's going to be jumper cables.
A dub didn't want a new phone. Fiance wife talked me into it because there was some special promotion going on. So I was like, wow, this is an L. I don't know. I don't even want this phone. And the whole time I was doing it, I was like, man, I just want to leave. But then since I got it, yesterday I used my phone all day. I got home. The battery had 74% left.
Whoa.
I was like, what the hell?
No, new batteries do that all the time, bro.
Yeah.
Just wait. Like,
I didn't realize how bad I had it.
Yeah. In a couple of weeks, you'll be like, oh, damn thing.
You just bust your balloon.
He really did, man. Just undercut it the hell out of
you. Well, I'll enjoy it while I can.
Yeah.
Well, hey,
sorry, I'm just being honest.
I appreciate that. I did want to mention here, big dub to Glenn Big Baby Davis.
Yeah.
Oh, LSU?
LSU, that's correct.
He get out of jail?
Well, not necessarily.
Never went.
But he has.
Oh, I thought he did.
Well, he's getting ready to. He's actually been allowed to delay the start of his prison sentence to finish filming whatever documentary he's working on. So he was supposed to already be behind bars, but he will get to wait until October 22nd before he starts serving his 3-year, 4-month stint.
The Hamburglar.
For, of course, defrauding an insurance plan for NBA players and their families. Yeah. All right? He's a family man.
Yeah.
Big guy, too.
Good Samaritan
trying
to help.
The documentary, The Hamburglar.
He's just, you know, he's got kids to eat. You understand?
Yeah, him and Mickey.
I feel bad for that prison mattress, dude. That's going to be, like, smashed to the width of a sheet of paper by the time he's done with it.
Well, he said he's, like, the
smash
only thing.
Burger.
He's, like, he's
translucent,
like,
before he's done.
He's actually looking at this at, like, the most positive outlook anyone's ever gone to jail. Yeah, he's like, I'm going to lose weight. He's like, nothing can stop me from eating just everything I want to eat unless I'm in prison. So he's like, this is going
to
be good for me.
He's not Lucius. He's not going to the hard prison, right?
No. He's going to the Fed time. But, yeah, I seen that clip that Eric's talking about. He did respond to it earlier in the game, like, yeah, I'll be all right. But as the thing is going on, you can see the sadness starting to hit him a little bit. The reality is setting in.
It's a long time.
Yeah, it ain't 4 months, bro. It's three years and four months.
You can see it, bro.
You better be in real damn good shape.
It might be a special situation at the place he's going, but they have top ramen and donuts and, like, all kinds of crap to get you fat. Pop-Tarts.
Yeah.
You know,
it ain't going to be that easy.
You can get big in prison. You can.
Come on now, big baby.
But we'll see, I guess. I
saw you punishing those donuts before the show.
I hope it's worth it. I hope it's a great documentary. Okay, Rangers fans are getting a big dub today because season ticket sales are on now for the 2025 season. Full and half season plans, including a powerful lineup of experiences and benefits like saving on tickets and seat guarantees at rangers.com/season tickets. Okay. At 3:20, this anonymous GM poll is juicy, and we're going to get into it. But it's the NFL news of the day next with Eric. Where are you taking it, buddy?
The greatest player analysis in the history of the sport, next in the nation.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.